Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Mason.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hey. Okay, I can now.
Okay.
What's going on with you, Mason?
Nothing.
Reason why I ask is because I do know here lately there's been some issues with some different things, and I didn't know if there was something going on with you. I mean, I know sometimes personal issues can interfere with work, despite sometimes how hard we try for it not to. But I know that it's not typical of you. I know you're usually an agent that Tiffany doesn't have any issues with, call-wise or any area, really. And that's why I'm asking if there was something going on.
No, I mean, I guess it's just been a lot of mental mistakes. But, I mean, it happens.
Okay. I do want to let you know, Kayla is on the line with me as well.
Hey, Mason.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm going to start off real quick, and then I'll hop off the call and let you guys finish. If that's okay, Monet.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Mason, pull your Teams up, if you will, please, and check your PM because I sent you two calls that the client sent over to me that you had handled. And I just wanted you to kind of – it says in here the notes as to what happened on the calls, and it's got, like, the call details and the date and the customer's email address and things like that, and then what they scored. So this is from their QA team. So the first call, and I know that we – discussed all of pretty much everything in this reference to what these notes are saying here on the 17th when I spoke with you. This one says you didn't ask clarifying questions, you didn't provide a save attempt, didn't offer an upsell, didn't use the closing script, and exceeded the hold trust hold, which was from 2 minutes and 7 seconds to 5 minutes and 19 seconds. They scored you a 55 on that call. The second one, the agent didn't ask clarifying questions, no upsell, no closing script survey, and they gave you a 75 on that one. Now, the second call happened on the 20th of this month. We talked on the 17th. So these were pretty much everything that we had gone over on our call. And then when I sent you the follow-up email, just referencing everything that we had talked about, which did mention the hold times. It mentioned asking how the product has been working for the customer, different situations or scenarios that would be given us to where we would or would not offer saves, as well as upsells. So I was just kind of trying to check and see a lot of the, and then also with the survey at the end of the call, you know, in 3 to 4 business days, you'll get an email. It's a survey on today's service. If you can just fill that out, we would appreciate your feedback. Though that's not being mentioned on the calls either. I was just trying to see, what is it that I can do to help you kind of memorize these things? Because everything that we went over is listed on the script, and also it is here that they're docking you for. So I didn't know if you were, like, starting to utilize the script page after our talk where it kind of guides you through the call, telling you what steps to take and what to ask and what not to ask, or if you just was still trying to do it and just remember everything that we had talked about without having to utilize the script page.
I mean, me personally, like, not saying that I probably didn't mess up on these two calls, because I probably did, but, like, I be feel like I'm doing every call right. I mean, you know, it's probably some of them I do mess up on, but we're human. I mean, it's going to happen, but I'm not seeing that where I'm doing this constantly every call. Like, that's what I'm not understanding. I mean, I might just mess up on one time, okay, .4, but I'm not seeing where, like, since we done talked, I have been doing all of those things, so I'm not understanding that. So, but I understand what it's saying.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, one of the calls was from that same day. So we'll just ignore that first, that top call that I sent to you. However, on the 20th was 3 days after we had talked. And I was messaging you on Teams, and it said, hold time is still excessive. I was live monitoring your calls. It said you're holding over a minute each time. Got to check in every 30 seconds or less, or just not use the mute button so that you can make small talk and you're still not offering upsells. So I stopped monitoring you after about two more calls from there. Your holds were still excessive, but you did start offering the upsells. Then I went back on Monday, which was the 24th, and I messaged you in Teams. I said, you got to remember to offer 1,500 reward points and check in with your customer every 30 seconds. I said, no upsell is offered. These are all the things that we discussed on our call Friday. What is the reason you are not applying these to your call? And you didn't reply with anything but okay. So it was still infractions that were occurring the 17th, the 20th, and this was on the 24th. So I get that sometimes you forget to offer an upsell, you forget to say the closing script, but until those things can get implemented into your, you know, your verbiage and everything when you're handling an account, you need to be utilizing that script page so that you touch on literally everything that you're supposed to in order for you not to keep getting deductions on QA, or, you know, for the client not to have to keep sending accounts over, because these were occurring after that call. And like I said, I get you're going to make mistakes. We all do. We're all going to go over our hold time because we're going to try to get, you know, everything handled on the account. We may exceed that 30 seconds. But the best way just to avoid all of that is not to even use the mute button. Just keep, I'm still here. Allow me a couple more moments. Just about done. I'm completing this on your account. That way you don't, you know, exceed that dead air. I mean, I heard the customers asking you, hey, are you still there? It just doesn't sound good when it's just silence in the phone. And then the upsells. The only two cases we really wouldn't offer an upsell is when they would say, I lost my job, or you put me in overdraft. That's literally the only top two reasons I would tell you it's okay not to offer the upsell. If a customer is irate, then yeah, I probably would give you the okay for that too, because we don't want to upset them even more. But we don't really get too many irate customers. So I try to tell you guys just to push the upsell as best as you can, just so that you'll have it kind of implemented into your pitch. And then with the closing survey, hey, at every ending of your call, you don't even have to stop and wait for them to reply. You can just say it. Hey, you're going to get this email. It's a survey. Fill it out. We greatly appreciate your feedback. Thanks for calling Fragrant Jewels. And you can just end your call like that. But these are things you're going to have to remember. And if you can't, you know, just memorize them all in one day, then just utilize your script page until you can get it down. But they're docking you on their side, and then it's got your average with them. On Fragrant Jewels' side, you've had three consecutive weeks. Well, this is actually, yeah, three consecutive weeks. May 3rd, you had a 77 for the weekly average. And May 10th, you had a 79. And then on May 17th, you had a 72. So these are things that we're going to have to work on to get those scores brought back up. And if there's anything that I can do to kind of help you, I mean, I try to live monitor you here and there just to kind of peek in and let you know, hey, watch your hold time, mention the upsell, then I'll do that. But if there's something else that you can think of that might help you a little bit easier, you can let me know and I can see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention those things to you. I'm going to let Kristen take over from here. But yeah, just let me know if you can reach out to me, if you have any questions or any concerns with anything, and I can, you know, furthermore go over them with you and try to come up with a better action plan as to how we can correct this all, okay? Because I know you're like our top tiers, and we don't want to lose you from the campaign, so we got to make sure that your scores stay good.
All right.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you for your time, and I'm going to come off the call now, Kristen.
Okay. Thanks, Kayla.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. You still there, Mason?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But like I was saying, though, I do know that you are generally one of the top agents on Tiffany's team. And so that's why we do want to see you get back. I mean, and this week you ended with you ended with 100 QA2, but I have recognized that there has been issues coming up here and there, and that's why I'm reaching out to you. I do want to see if there's anything that, you know, that we can do to help you. But I know this is not like you. And I know Tiffany's going to be shocked, because I do know that Dianca had spoke with you earlier in regards to a TH quality call, if I'm not mistaken. And then it was noticed just a little while ago that you were in follow-up. At the time that it was noticed, it was around 6 minutes. And then Jaquetta, another senior, had reached out to you through Teams, and there wasn't a response. She had called you, and she had to go in and take over your screen. And when she picked up the call, you were heard snoring. So it let us know that you were asleep. And I do understand, sometimes we don't get enough sleep at night, and that can interfere with our jobs. But I got to know what we can do on our end to help you get back to where you are, because like I said, this isn't typical of you, in my opinion, being the senior. I'm Tiffany's lead, she's your lead, and I'm her lead, so I oversee. And so I do know that you are typically an agent that we don't have issues with, and that's why I'm asking to see if, you know, if there's anything that we can do, or if there's, you know, maybe something going on, so we can try to help you get this corrected.
I mean, everything's fine. I mean, I went on my lunch break. I took some medicine for my headache, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm responsible for going to sleep right there, so that's just my fault. I apologize for it. I mean, ain't nothing I can really do about it, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's life. It happens.
Okay. I mean, and I get that, but and I appreciate that you are taking responsibility for it, but at the same time, and please don't take me wrong, because I'm not being smart, but we all have a job to do, okay? And like I said, it's not typical of you. I do recognize that. But the last call that came through on your end, because you didn't pick up the line, the customer did hang up, and it did cause the call to auto rep. I'm not even sure which campaign it was that it, but I can't look that up. But I do know with these infractions that you were discussed with today with Dianca, that is being put in as a developmental coaching. And the infractions that Kayla has gone over with you, as well as me discussing the you being asleep, that's all going to be included, okay, since we're discussing it all in the same day. And I know that I'm not sure if you are aware that the developmental coaching, that is the first step in the disciplinary system. After 90 days, as long as there hasn't been any infractions, that does fall off. Okay. But just so you know the steps, it is a developmental coaching and counseling, a verbal, a written warning, and then it's a 2-day suspension. Golly, I was just saying 5-day. It's a 2-day suspension. And just so you are aware, I mean, depending on the severity of the infraction, it could, you know, skip steps. I don't think it would get there with you, because like I said, we're usually you're usually not one that we have issues out of, but I just want to make sure that you recognize what I recognize, that here lately that there's been something. I don't know if you're overwhelmed. I don't know if maybe you're not feeling well, whatever the case may be, but I want to get Mason back to where he used to be, and that's our goal, okay?
Which is totally understandable. I mean, I was, when I first started working here, just all I was doing, I mean, I wasn't in school, I wasn't playing ball. But now I'm playing ball this summer and getting ready to move to Louisiana. So I guess that's a big part of it, that I'm overwhelmed just about practicing and training with that every day and night. So, I mean, it could be that part. I probably need to try to at least, if anything, try to part ways with just trying to find me something else that's a little bit more time manageable and can help better with me and so I won't stop, causing problems to y'all so y'all won't lose y'all campaigns.
Well, I mean, that's not what we're saying here. But let me ask you this, I do understand with the school and the ball and everything. Have you asked Nate possibly maybe if going to part-time where you could have more time to do those things?
It's going to be tough because I'm paying an apartment rent by myself. So I just got to do what I got to do at times. I only got 2 more months left on my rent here. So I just got to kind of do what I do for it right now. But I was trying to get my schedule changed, but the only schedule that was still available was the right time that I wanted, at 7:30 to 4:30, but it's just my weekends. I kind of still need off because that's when my games start playing. We leave for tournaments on Friday nights and we play Saturday and Sundays, and it's going to be tough for me to have to work on Saturday and Sundays with that. So it's kind of like I kind of got to do what I got to do. And my practice start at 6, but I get off at 7, so some days I either have to leave a little early or I have to be late to practice. So, and it's kind of not benefiting any one side because my coach mad at me that I'm late, and then sometimes y'all be mad at me because I'm leaving early, which is understandable because I owe you both that time. But so there's something you got to give at this time, I see, because it's actually affecting my job side now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do remember Tiffany had told me about that. And so are you, because I guess I'm a little confused with that situation, because at first she was saying something about you were in school and I hear you mentioning school, but she was saying something about that you didn't actually have a schedule that you could send over to Nate.
No, I don't have I don't start school until the fall. I'm transferring to go to, I'm playing summer baseball right now. Like, I'm playing in an independent league that out in Birmingham. I'm playing, we travel from Birmingham to Tuscaloosa to Mobile. And it's basically an independent league where college guys play in the summer. But I got a scholarship, baseball scholarship, to Xavier University, Louisiana. And that's where I'm going in the fall. So it's a drastic change. I'm moving from away from my family now. And I'm getting stuff together with that. I'm running back and forth to my university because I went to the University of Alabama. So I have to get my stuff there, get it transferred over, run into high schools, getting it transferred over. So it has been a lot these past couple of days. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do.
Okay. All right. Well, Mason, I at this point, I really don't know what else to suggest. The only thing that I can tell you is, I recognize that there was something interfering because, like I said, usually you're not an agent that has any infractions with their QAs, and if it does, it's something minimal. But all we want to do is to help you in any way get the issues corrected, so it doesn't go any further. We know you're capable of doing it because you've already shown us you're capable. So we can't expect to see anything less from you.
Which is understandable. I know, like I said, I don't catch all my mistakes. I mean, I do catch some of them, but it kind of be too, late. Kind of be like, dang, I didn't know that account or something like that. Just trying to move it too fast. And sometimes I know I move fast when I, get dedicated to even when I get dedicated to FJ, because it'd be so many calls. So I'll be trying to, get the calls out, especially the callbacks when they get a little deep. So I know sometimes I probably do get get messed up with because I'd be rushing. But I mean, I know what I can do and what I'm capable of, just like you guys know what I am. So it just I just gotta buckle down and just gotta stay focused on what I'm doing.
Right, and slow down a little bit. Slow down. You know, it only, you know, takes a couple of seconds for you to slow down to, you know, to check over everything before you've canceled out an account or whatever that, you know, you've had to do to that particular account, depending on the campaign. So, that would be my suggestion. Just slow down a little bit. Make sure, you know, accounts notated, notes are saved, things like that. I know hold time is one thing that Kayla was going over with you. So just make sure you're checking in with your customer. I'm not sure. I'm sure Tiffany probably has suggested, you know, going to Google and Googling that stopwatch. You pop that up on your screen. It lets you reset. It shows you in seconds how long the customer has been on hold. I have a lot of agents that use that. Me personally, I have to talk to the customer through the hold, because if I place somebody on hold, I'm going to go over the whole time. But the stopwatch seems to help a lot of agents, so you may want to try that.
Okay.
All right, Mason. Well, if you don't have any questions about anything, I am going to let you go. Like I said, this is all going to be looped into one developmental coaching, and we should have that in the system for you by the end of the day. So if you would, when you get a minute, if you'll look over it, it will give you an option down there to add notations or any comments or anything that you want to say in regards to it. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you if you are refusing to sign. If you're not refusing, you need to, you know, make it say no, check it to no, and then if you would sign off on it.
Okay, I will.
All right, Mason. And if you think of anything that we can help you with to, you know, to assist you along the way, please let us know. But you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.